June 16th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix, JW with Christy.
Hey, J-Dub.
How you doing?
I'm great. Middle of June. It's a beautiful time to be here.
If you are new to this show, well, we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to tell you everything that's going on this weekend. We're going to have some fun, too.
Every time.
Right.
Every time, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's Park City. It's a great place to be. And we are joined today by our musical guest, Alicia Stockman. And then we're going to talk about the weather, the weekend events, what's going on, what you need to put into your weekend plans. We'll be joined by Mitchell Burns, COO of Red Ledges Golf, to talk about some things going on at the golf course out there. And then we're going to meet with Gary Lauer from the Wasatch Speaker Series, all interspersed with live music in the studio. And,
yeah.
And J-Dub and Christy.
I just love this every week, is when we fire up the music and you and I start like dancing in our seats and stuff, instinctively you throw your hands over your head. You like to dance with your hands up high, don't you?
It's my spiritual reckoning. I don't know.
It was also one of your goals a couple of years
ago. It was one of my New Year's resolutions to not just to put my hands up, because I would usually get to that, but to do it sooner, to get right to that point. It's an elevated level.
And may I say, with reckless enthusiasm.
I try.
Yeah.
I try. That's, I like the fact that you just pointed that out on the air, that I had my hands in the air to start the show.
I tell you what, one day we're going to join the new millennia, and we're going to have cameras in here, and people will be able to go to their Facebook page and see us dancing.
Yeah, I've been
as
working
the show
on,
opens.
I've been working on that concept.
Yeah, and Alicia Stockman, she had a little couple moves, too. It's kind of cool. There she goes. Fantastic. Hey, it's currently 64 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. And we're going to have a high today of 79, mostly sunny. Saturday will be a high of 73. Sunday, another beautiful day, high of 75. That would be Father's Day. And then Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be into the mid-80s. And let's see, I'll go out to Wednesday, high of 88, mostly sunny. So we're into the spell of really, really nice weather.
That's great, because I remember many, many, many years where it snows this week in June.
Mm.
And it's not pleasant.
And based on what happened last Monday and Tuesday, I'm so glad I didn't put my flowers in. I just followed my rule. I'm waiting until Father's Day weekend. I'm getting my flowers tomorrow. I can't wait.
It didn't snow, though. I went out of town.
No, it didn't snow, but it was chilly, and I've got too many flowers to bring inside.
Where are these flowers that you have that aren't out? I'm confused.
They go out on my deck in those copper planters all the way around the deck.
I get that, but when you say, I have too many flowers to put them out, where are they now?
When I get them, there will be too many, so I don't want to bring them into the house.
Gotcha.
It's going to be a full-time job moving those things in and out.
I have done that many a time in the fall, where you're like, I'm not giving up yet. I'm not giving up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then about the 15th time, you're like, okay, to every season.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a short break for underwriters, so stay tuned. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix. We'll be right back with Alicia Stockman.
Park City Storage proudly stores the stuff of KPCW, offering climate-controlled storage units with covered loading areas, packing and moving supplies, and use of a rental truck. Storage sizes accommodate storing a car, boat, furniture, or just stuff, located in the Silver Creek Business Park, 645-7900 or parkcitystorage.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
Hi, I'm Matt from San Francisco Design, celebrating 25 years in Park City. San Francisco Design is happy to sponsor public affairs programming on KPCW. For 25 years, we have been providing home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. We're located on Bonanza Drive and at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design, love your home.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix, where we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. And as such, we're joined in studio by Alicia Stockman, a local and live musician in the studio. Welcome, Alicia.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So Alicia's in a band. Well, she plays solo. Mm-hmm. I'm telling J-Dub. And she also is in a band called Bonanza Town, and they just got back together. I don't know what happened to them in the hiatus. I don't know. Maybe everyone was doing their own touring and whatnot. But they're back together, and they're playing tomorrow, did you tell us?
We are playing tomorrow night at the Spur on Main Street. So pretty excited about that. It's always a fun venue for us.
She's also an astrophysicist, and she works with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And you were going to ask her about, what was it, dark matter?
Well, she was going to talk about dark energy because she put together a white paper.
Don't
scare her away.
We don't want to scare you away. We're really glad you're here.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
So what did happen to the band and what's prompted the regathering?
We just took a break. Things got a little busy for me and took about a year off, and I spent some time songwriting and playing out by myself and just kind of honing my skills. And then we kind of got back together. We got some new players. We got a new drummer. Well, he's actually the first drummer we ever had. And then we went through 11 other drummers in 5 years. And so now Nick Price is back with us. And then we got a new bass player. His name is Nick Steffens. And it's just been a really good combination for the four of us. And we've got a pretty good summer schedule going on. We're actually playing at Red Ledges for one of their events this summer. So I know they're coming on here today. It's been really good so far. We've only had 2 gigs, but so far they've been really fun. It's been a good time.
11 drummers in 5 years. That's amazing, huh?
I feel like it had to be like the cursed position in the band or something.
Yeah, but once you get that right percussionist, you're in good shape.
You're in great shape now.
Yeah. Good, good.
Yeah, there's even cowbell, you know.
Oh, she's going to start with a cowbell? Oh, my God. What's your favorite cowbell song?
Oh, man, that's a really good question.
Doesn't cowbell fit every song?
Right. What song doesn't deserve cowbell?
Yeah, of course,
cowbell?
Of course. But I'm talking about like a classic song.
Classic cowbell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One that we'll introduce it tomorrow is Funky Town, so you have to come out and check that out.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember the cowbell part in Funky Town, but it's pretty central.
You know, the live version of Susie Q with Creedence Clearwater has a great cowbell in it.
Nice.
I mean, it just pounds through the entire song.
Do you have a section of your memory for cowbell classic songs? I'd have to actually try to think of where the cowbell fits other than the obvious.
That'd make a really good compilation album. You should work on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Write that down.
Hey, you want to get subtle for a second? I mean, this is very subtle, but in the Beatles' Drive My Car, very subtle in the background, very, very slight is cowbell. Drive My Car is a great song.
You know what I'm going to write down? Hey, do you want to get subtle for a second?
You want to get subtle for a second?
That's a good quote.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's have Alicia play some music.
Alicia Stockman, musician, astrophysicist, cowbell aficionado. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song that Bonanza Town just learned. We learned it this spring, and we're bringing it to the show tomorrow. It's a Bob Dylan tune. It's Like a Rolling Stone.
Live in the Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine through the bumps of dime. You were in your prime, didn't you? Yeah, well, people call, say beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud, and now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own? No direction home, like a rolling stone. Well, you've gone to the finest schools, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you're only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live on the street, but now you realize you're just gonna have to get used to it. You used to be by Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you've got nothing, you've got nothing to lose. You're invincible now, you've got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a rolling stone? Yeah, princess on the steeple and all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all the precious gifts, you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused by Napoleon in rags, the language that he used. Go to him, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you've got nothing, you've got nothing to lose. You're invincible now, you've got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a rolling stone? Like a rolling stone, like a rolling stone, like a rolling stone.
Alicia Stockman live here on the Morning Mix. Very nice.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
So first new Bonanza Town show, you said, is tomorrow at the Spur.
Tomorrow at the Spur.
All right. Yep. So people can come out probably starting around 9.
9:30, whenever the soundboard is ready to go.
Cool. Well, will you stick around with us throughout the show? We'll come back to you for another song later in the hour.
Yeah, you betcha.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now for Underwriters. Stay tuned for weekend events and more with our musical guest, Alicia Stockman, plus an interview with Mitchell Burns from Red Ledges Golf Course. We'll be right back.
Support of KPCW comes from Zions Bank Concierge-Style Executive Banking Services. Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. More information available online at zionsbank.com.
G'day, this is Ian from Campos Coffee, a proud KPCW sponsor. Our first winter in Park City was awesome. Thanks for accepting us into our community. We're open for breakfast and lunch every day during the mud season. We're just above the ice rink at Park City Mountain. CamposCoffee.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Natural History Museum of Utah, a nonprofit organization presenting Vikings Beyond the Legend. The exhibit destroys the one-dimensional stereotype of bearded barbarians with horned helmets. Learn their real story. See more than 400 authentic artifacts, some never before seen outside of Scandinavia. The Natural History Museum of Utah is located just minutes from Park City and the University of Utah's Research Park. More at nhmu.utah.edu.
Well, Christy, it's time for weekend events.
Get jiggy with it.
Oh, yeah. You want to start or you want me to start?
Oh, I'm going to start. So okay. Kids Adventure Games kicks off today at Park City Mountain Resort. This is for ages 6 to 14 years old. Today, the teams can partake in the skills clinics, and the competitions are Saturday and Sunday. They're divided by age brackets. Get more details at kidsadventuregames.com. It looks super cool, like super mountain obstacle.
Sounds like fun. It really does.
I think we're too old.
Yes. Yeah. What's that? It says 6 to 14.
It does. All right.
So anyway, hey. Hey, at the Egyptian Theater tonight only is Moto Union Motorcycle Film Festival. It kicks off at 8 p.m. I'm going to that show. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a motorcycle, or have you had one in the past?
No, I've ridden them, but I don't own one right now.
You've ridden them like you were the passenger with your arms wrapped around the driver?
No,
what are you saying?
I drive
picturing
them.
Them. I drive
them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm.
But you don't currently own one.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends excited about that. For live music tonight, you can check out Dick Stoner out at Wooden Shoe Park in Peoria. The Deltas are at the cabin. Standing in for Joe is at the Spur. And Elliot and Gabriel are at Cognition Winery. Oh, and Stacy Board is at Park City Brewery this afternoon.
Do you know Dick Stoner?
I know his name.
Is that his real name?
It is his real name.
God, he'd be a great porn star, huh? Dick Stoner.
Do you think he just went ahead and got in trouble in school? I know he's here. I hope you're listening, Dick, and you can tell us. But
yeah.
Do you think he just got in trouble at school because that was kind of expected?
I think he got a lot of action. I think he did all right. I think he did okay. We'll get him on the phone. We'll find out.
Call us, Dick.
Dick, give us a call. 435-655-8255. All right. It is Rocky Mountain Bicycle Demo Day at White Pine Touring. Scott Bike Demo Day at Jan's. Round Valley Rambler Trail Half Marathon kicks off tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
And Saturday evening is Savor the Summit on Main Street. Of course, that takes over the entire street with all the diners out in the middle at that big table down the middle of the street. It's so cool. The live music is back again this year. We're going to have Tony Holiday and the Velvetones and also Changing Lanes Experience performing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the stage is at down on Heber Ave where it's been in the past.
Right. Are you going this year?
I'm going to the Utah Blues Festival.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow. I had to make a decision.
Yeah. I'm going to Savor the Summit, so we'll see what happens.
Are you dining or just strolling?
I don't know what I'm doing. Debbie won some sort of raffle ticket that gets us into some place with heavy appetizers and beverages and stuff like that. So I'm not exactly sure where we're going. She's in charge.
All right, well, dress nicely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mr. Sister performing at Silver Star Cafe and Bonanza Town is at the Spur, and Shannon Runyon is at the Boneyard.
Sunday, you've got the Park Silly Sunday Market going on. This is the eco-friendly open-air market and street festival, which offers an eclectic mix of live music, regional arts, crafts, performance art, and prepared foods. Runs from 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Oh, boy. Okay.
One more. The Shane Jackman House Concert is also Sunday, which is Father's Day. He was our musical guest last week, J-Dub. You were out of town, but... He will be doing a house concert at the Living Energy Center on Bonanza Drive beginning at 5:30.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix. And, of course, this is live local music and everything happening in the Wasatch back. But also, we have live guests. And joining us now in the studio, Mitchell Burns, Chief Operating Officer of Red Ledges. He oversees all sorts of stuff, property, club operations, for the beautiful private mountain community that it is. This focuses on strategic development, including real estate, amenity expansion efforts, all sorts of things. And we're here to talk, well, we always love to talk about Mitchell, about all sorts of stuff, but specifically we're going to talk about the new golf park. But welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here. Great to see you guys.
Oh, it's good to see you. This concept of the golf park is absolutely fascinating. And so many people are intimidated by golf with the rules, with the etiquette, with the this's and the that's. And this is a whole new way of looking at having fun with golf. Why don't you tell us about this park?
Well, yeah, I think you framed it perfectly. What we've noticed is that, especially with like the beginner player or somebody that doesn't have a lot of time, you know, getting out and playing 18 holes on a championship course and spending 4.5-5 hours doing it is just not feasible. So we wanted to mix it up, and this was actually kind of the brainchild of Jack Nicklaus, who came up with this idea. He actually named it the Golf Park because he wanted to mix, first of all, he wanted to make golf approachable and friendly, but he also wanted to mix uses on it. So this is a course where we encourage you to bring your dog with you while you're playing. We encourage you to take 6 children with you or your grandchildren with you and, you know, and play as an eightsome around that course.
Maybe barefoot.
Or, yeah, I mean, that's the way I like to play it. You know, after working all day, I get off and, you know, get out there around 6 o'clock and I just grab 3 clubs, go barefoot, and my dog Mozzie goes with me. And it's a dog walk and I get to play a little bit of golf. It's very enjoyable.
And it's beautiful.
Well, of course it is.
JW was giddy. A couple weeks ago after he did it.
I had so much fun. And, you know, I was on that surfboard. Well, it's not really a surfboard, but it's kind of like a surfboard.
It's not really a hoverboard?
Well, no, but It'd be neat if it was. This one actually has wheels, but you put your clubs on the front and you put the cooler in the back and you jump on this thing, and when you bend to the left, the thing goes to the left. When it goes to the right, there's a couple different speeds, and boy, it speeds up golf because you go directly to your ball. Like if everybody's on a hoverboard, everyone goes to their own golf ball.
Oh, so each person has their own.
Yeah, they're individual units, and the way we describe it, or the best way to describe it, would be it's like a longboard, a skateboard, but it's motorized, and there's a carrier for your golf clubs. So you feel like you're skateboarding around, you know, off the hills and around the mounds of the golf course. And sometimes we get, you know, kids that'll come out and they'll just take the golf board, which is the brand, and they'll take it out for a spin and just ride around, right around.
That's
it,
what I was thinking.
Like the park.
Yeah.
Just go high side on the hills.
Well, you know, it's funny when people first get on it, they're not quite sure what to do with it. But by about, you know, the third or fourth hole, they've got it down and they're just whipping all over the place. And you know, the way we built this golf park is we have a lot of mounds on it so that if you hit an errant shot, instead of it helps deflect your shot towards the green. And so those mounds are also fun to ride the golf board across. So it's like a little terrain park. And, yeah, it's been very popular.
How do you keep the timing going if people are foursomes, sixsomes with their dogs?
It's loosey-goosey. It's basically the only rule that they have out there is that there are no rules. And for people that have wanted to get into golf and they see, you know, the nice little tucked-in shirts and the this's and the that's and all the etiquette – you know, this is really relaxed. It's pretty cool. So if you're going to play the golf park, you got to be chilled anyway.
Well, that's what I found intimidating about golf was the timing and people behind you who are good at getting frustrated if you're struggling. And I just would pick up half my balls and be like, yeah, good enough. I'll just carry this to the next place.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we wanted to avoid was somebody feeling intimidated because there was somebody standing behind them on the tee, you know, with their hand on their hips and glaring at you. So the whole idea, and that's why we call it, again, the park, right? If you're going out there to play it, you're there to have fun. If you come up on a slow group, just go around them, right?
Or ride your golf board around on the hills for a little bit.
Yeah, or stop and get a hot dog or something, you know. And I think just when people know that, especially with the beginner player, they really become engaged and enthusiastic about the game because the pressure just isn't there. The one thing I did want to point out, we talk about, you know, the beginner player, but this was also built to the standards of a Jack Nicklaus signature course. So it's a very high quality course. Matter of fact, it's the only Jack Nicklaus signature golf park in existence. It's the first one and only one he's ever done. So if you're an accomplished player, it still plays like a real golf course. So you can go out there and you can hone your game. And what we did is we put two holes on each green. One is the standard 4.5-inch hole, and then the other is an 8-inch hole. So if you're an accomplished player, you can play to that smaller hole. If you're a beginner, you just putt towards the larger hole, and it becomes a lot easier. And we have, you know, mixed groups going out of good players and beginning players, and they both have, and we've got something for both of them.
So Emily Elliott and I went out a couple of weeks ago. We just had a blast, and we're both golfers, and we really enjoyed the park. But then afterwards, we went out on the front nine on the championship course, and oh boy, that thing is in such good shape. That course is looking good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Our superintendent, that's going to be music to his ears. He's going to want a raise now that you said that.
Oh, yeah, and that bent grass and everything and the red rocks, it's just spectacular. I'll also say that the last couple of years when I get out there, because you have me out every once in a while and we have a lot of fun, there's you know, some construction going on, people building houses, but there's something about it. I mean, exponentially, there are so many houses under construction right now.
Oh, yeah. Over the last couple of years, things have taken off. You know, if we went back 3 or 4 years ago, we probably had, you know, a dozen homes there, maybe 20. But over the last 3 years, we've been building about 50 or 60 a year. So we're up to 125 complete, but we got 65 under construction and 30 that are in the architectural review. So 30 more that are going to start in the next couple of months.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's just a lot going on out there everywhere you look.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and there's, of course, the Drysdale tennis a group. You've got horseback riding. You've got and I've got to ask you about Jack Nicklaus. You actually rode around with him in a cart, and he told you about, like, strategically why he would put a trap here and what his thinking was for this type of hole and this type of, you know, so that must have been fascinating.
Yeah, you know, that was when I first came to Red Ledges about 11 years ago. The first job I had was actually, you know, like a construction manager for the helping with the golf course. So I got to spend a lot of time with Jack Nicklaus. He came out, I think it was 5 or 6 times during the construction and design, and just watching him, you know, go from a raw piece of land and to strategically think about, okay, where do I want these this layout to go? And then, you know, the process of how you'd clear, you know, you'd stake it out, and then he'd come and look at it and adjust it, and then you'd clear the center line, and then he'd come out and adjust it. But just listening to him talk about, okay, how far does the average person hit a drive? Okay, I'm going to put a bunker there.
Right, exactly, you know? Yeah.
Or, you know, as you enter this green, how am I going to protect it with a bunker, or how am I going to contour it so that the ball either feeds onto the green or feeds away from the green? You know, and in our first course, the 18-hole championship course, you know, that was very much a player's course. But when we went to do the golf park, he kind of did a 180-degree flip. He went from, hey, I want to protect the green, to I want to make the green inviting. So if you hit the ball, you know, 3 or 4 yards off the green, it rolls back onto it instead of rolling away from it.
Exactly.
And you know,
so I can feel good about myself?
Yes. this you feel like a hero when you play this course, you know. So,
and it's not that, you know, stuffy or anything like that. I'll tell you a quick story. Well, we played in a golf tournament in Heber. I think it was Crater Springs. It was Candy Silvestri and Maria Shriver and myself and Frank. And we won. And what we won was we won a foursome to Red Ledges. So we go out to Red Ledges. And Candy and Maria, I have no idea why this happened, but they both brought their hula hoops with them. And they're really good golfers. And in between shots, they would hula hoop. And then
I hula hooped with you.
Yeah, I know, but this is on a golf course.
It was at the golf course at Crater Springs.
Oh,
you guys
that's
had,
right.
They had them on the back
of
their carts, and I was a photographer,
then.
And I hula hooped. Like, so hey, can I borrow that?
So then the cart girl drove up, and she said, oh, can I hula hoop? Yeah, sure. So she started hula hooping. Oh, we had a great time.
Oh, my God, it's better than a puppy.
Oh, no, it's not. So if you're new to Park City, or you have not been out to this spectacular private mountain community, I mean, you've got everything out there. Get out there and get a tour. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. It's I love the place. I live out there. I work out there. It's fantastic. And, you know, you mentioned Cliff Drysdale tennis that we have. We just opened 2 new tennis courts, and Cliff Drysdale is going to be here next Friday.
Oh, excellent.
And playing an exhibition.
Okay, good. Good. Good to hear. Well, Mitchell Burns, Chief Operating Officer, Red Ledges. Also, Randy and I haven't started working on it yet, but we are back in business for the Music Crawl Year 3, and you're going to be our sponsor, our only sponsor, and we're delighted to have you again.
Thank you. We look forward to that. It's a great, great event.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And anyway, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck. When we return, we're going to play a quick underwriter, and then we're going to come back. Alicia Stockman, our musical guest, is going to play another song for us. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Nick Spitzer. Join me here on KPCW for American Roots, our weekly 2-hour music program from New Orleans. We bring you a wide range of American music, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., supported by Donna Van Buren and Greater Park City Properties. American Roots, only in Park City, only on KPCW.
You're invited to join KPCW in our fond farewell to General Manager Larry Warren at our open house today from 1 to 3 p.m. After many successful years at the helm of the station, Larry is retiring. Come by the KPCW studios, enjoy refreshments, and say thanks to Larry, and meet Renee Bodley, our new GM. That's today from 1 to 3 p.m. here at the studios of KPCW at 460 Sweet Avenue.
And we are back, Christy. How'd you like that hula hoop thing? You know, you can play hula hoop on a golf course.
I like to hula hoop anywhere that I can find a spot. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you wear costumes?
Yes, you can wear costumes.
It's probably a little more serious.
Yeah. I would think you'd wear like a little halter top and shorts and bring the hula hoops and have your hair all teased up and stuff like that. What do you think of that?
I'm going to let you go with that vision.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Hey, Alicia Stockman is, of course, our musical guest for the hour. She's going to play another song for us. Alicia, what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play an original song. Hopefully we get time to play the song tomorrow night. But this is a song that's on our EP that we released in 2013. And it's called You Made Me This Way.
Live in the Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman.
You know how to get under my skin, and I fall for it every time, like a secret. Sneak up behind me and pull the string that unwinds me. I never said I wanted it this way. You never asked me in the first place. And now I'm the beast with blood dripping from my just know you made me this way. After the dust cleared, I saw what was left, and I built a fortress round my heavy heart. Let no man tear asunder what I have recovered. Even I can't tear myself apart no more. I never said that I wanted it this way. You never asked me in the first place. Now I'm the beast with blood dripping from my teeth. Just know you made me this way. Before the dawn comes the darkest of the night. Say the ones who can see the light. Are you one of them, or do you hide in your own shadow? Who's gonna stand up and fight? No, you made me, no, you made me, no, you made me. No, you made me, no, you made me, no, you made me. No, you made me, no, you made me, no, you made me, no, you made me, no, you made me. No, you made me this way, this way. Oh, 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 oh. I never said that I wanted it this way. You never asked me in the first place. And now I'm the beast with blood dripping from my teeth. Just know you made me this way. Just know you made me this way.
Very nice. Alicia Stockman
Thank
with
you.
Us for the hour. She, of course, will be at the Spur this weekend with Bonanza Town, and we look forward to that. I'll be on Main Street, so I'm definitely going to stop in.
Yeah, come on in after Save the Summit.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to get back to this cowbell thing, okay? So if you look at all the cowbell songs, they're mostly in the very early 70s, but there was a cowbell song in 1967, I think, that set the stage.
Is that what you were doing over there, studying the playlist so intently?
Yeah.
I was looking for the song.
It's not here. Oh. But I'll bring it for next week, and that's Stone Free by Jimi Hendrix. Great cowbell in that. And Gary's shaking his head. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
I can't wait to hear it next week.
Yeah. Hey, Alicia Stockman will be with us again towards the end of the hour. We're going to take a short break, play a tune for you right now, Sharp Dressed Man from ZZ Top. And when we return, Gary and Rob Lauer to talk about a fascinating new company, Wasatch Speaker Series, subscription service-based, bringing some really talented speakers to Salt Lake City. Stay with us. JW with Christy. This is the Morning Mix. This is our 141st show with live local music. So this is a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is a lot of fun. Thanks for letting me be with you.
Yeah. You know, well, thanks for being with me. If you wanted to really hear some good speakers, well, you could. You'd fly to New York or maybe to San Francisco to see a, you know, the class of a Joe Biden or a Jane Goodall or something like that. But you couldn't do it in Salt Lake City. But now you can. And joining us here in the studio, Gary Lauer and his son, Rob Lauer, who have started a new company, and it is called the Wasatch Speaker Series. It's a subscription-based lecture series to showcase renowned figures, including Joe Biden, Sanjay Gupta, and Jane Goodall. Welcome to the Morning Mix.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. Tell us about this company of yours.
Well, you know, my son Rob and I were kind of inspired to do something different. We're both entrepreneurs. And as I've lived, as you know, part-time here for a long time, but
yes,
it's become my permanent home. And as we looked at the greater Salt Lake City area, the Wasatch Front, how it's evolving and developing and becoming a bit more of a cultural center, we thought we'd try something that could be unique, which is to start a speaker series. So we were able to convince the people at Abravanel Hall that that would be a great venue. It seats 2,700 people, built expressly for the Utah Symphony. It's, if you haven't been in there, it is one of the great, gorgeous places in the country.
It's a nice spot.
It's acoustically almost perfect.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're bringing in seven luminaries, for what we think are going to be really powerful evenings starting in October, running through next March. We kicked off with Dr. Sanjay Gupta in October. We then moved to Vice President Joe Biden, and on from there, we've got a lineup that we spent a lot of time thinking through how to curate. We wanted something that would be very, very intriguing, somewhat provocative, and at the same time, family-friendly. So any one of the seven speakers, and I'll take you through them quickly, you could bring your 12-year-old child, and not only are they not going to be offended, more importantly, they're going to learn something and maybe even, you know, have a bit of a life-changing event if so inclined. But we start with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We then move to Vice President Joe Biden. We're delighted to have him come, by the way, given everything that's happening right now politically and all the controversy you hear about and read about. You know, he is someone that really kind of spans both the Republican and the Democratic parties, like your Uncle Joe. And he's just, I've had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him in the past. He's a really, really good person. Jane Pauley, who of course was the host of Today's Show for so long, now has the CBS Sunday Morning Show and has a really interesting message about mental health and her own experiences. Captain Scott Kelly, who spent a year in space and is now heading up the Mission to Mars project for NASA. General Martin Dempsey, who ran the Army and then was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Paul Nicklin is a name that most people don't recognize, but they will. He's a National Geographic explorer. He spends 300 days a year below the polar ice cap a lot of that time, swimming with polar bears and on and on. And he's just got this magnificent visual story about how the environment is changing. And his message isn't so much about why, but what is happening. And he's going to be mesmerizing. He's got 3 million Instagram followers right now.
Yeah.
Paul Nicklin. And then we finish up with someone who I think is probably a global treasure, and that's Dr. Jane Goodall, 83 years old. She's famous for saying that in her 20s, she went into Africa as a scientist, and she came out as an activist and a historian. And we just feel incredibly privileged to have Dr. Jane Goodall joining us. So these are on weekday evenings. It's 90 minutes. We'll introduce the speaker. They'll speak for 50 or 55 minutes, and then they'll take questions submitted by the audience. Totally, totally objective, totally unbiased, unedited, unscripted. We don't broadcast any of this so that the speakers can really feel comfortable in the room as they're interacting with people.
And you don't buy a ticket. You buy a subscription for the entire series.
You do, for a couple reasons. The economics are such that to bring some of these people in, we really need to be able to spread that across all seven speakers. And secondly, and most importantly, what we're building here is a community. Mm-hmm. You become a member. You own your seat. And you have the first rights to renew that seat in the following season, or if you like, you know, improve the position that you're in. And we're already curating the following season speakers. And just to give you a little bit of a hint, somebody we're talking to is the co-founder of one of the great technology companies, and Steve Jobs was the other co-founder. So,
right,
you know, if we could bring in Waz. So that's what we're kind of thinking along those lines and curating that. So we want something that's going to be here for years. We want this to be a real cultural event on the Wasatch Front, and we want it to be something that really does provide a significant community benefit.
Wow.
So as you go about curating this season and next season and going forward, are you thinking, like, who would I really want to hear from, or are they people that are on the circuit, and how does it determine what they're going to talk about?
Well, it's a great question. So in this season, Rob and I spent a lot of time and a lot of thought trying to have a diverse lineup. We wanted some really accomplished women. We wanted someone from the political arena. We wanted some science. We wanted medicine. And we feel like, you know, we've accomplished a lot of that. And I said earlier that this is going to be a bit of a community. We want our subscribers to have input and influence on who the next season speakers will be. And we're going to be asking them for that input. We'll probably vet some names, but the subscribers are going to have a hand in helping us establish who the following season and seasons speakers will be.
And for many years, you lived in the Bay Area, so this is modeled after the speaker series that they have there, which is spectacularly successful.
It is. It's very successful. The person who runs that is a very good friend of ours. He's been an inspiration and a great partner, a lot of help to get this launched. And it's interesting, JW, there aren't many of these that operate around the country, and I've never really understood that, because when you have a chance to be in the room with a vice president, with a Dr. Jane Goodall, up close and personal and really interact, it's if you haven't experienced it, it really is an experience. And It's something that's different. And given all the drama and controversy that we just, you know, is inflicted on us right now by and all the news and the media and so on, we want this to be an evening that's free of that. It's an evening where you can just relax and learn and see some people who, frankly, have been flying over Utah on the way to the West Coast or the East Coast. Now we're bringing them here.
I don't think Waz has ever been to Salt Lake City to speak, so that'll be pretty good. Rob, you having fun with this?
I'm having a blast, JW. You know, I'll tell you, this has been it's been a labor of love to build the series over the past year, working closely with my father. It's been a real pleasure and an honor. And I'll tell you that it's been a lot of hard work. We've put some serious late nights into going back and forth on potential speakers, curating the lineup to get to where we are. But as Gary mentioned, we feel strongly about building a community around this and also about making as much of a positive impact on what has now become our community. We both live here full time. We're from the Bay Area originally, but we love Utah. We love Park City and we love the Wasatch Front. One thing we'll be doing, and a question I tend to get is, because we sell this as a subscription and because you own your seats to all seven speakers, what if I can't make one or two of the events? And that's a great question. And our answer is, as the owner of your seats, of course, you're welcome to give your tickets to one event to friends or family. But we're also launching a program where it'll be opt-in and you'll have the opportunity to put your seats up and we'll make sure that a junior high or high schooler from the Salt Lake City area has the opportunity to see that speaker that you can attend.
Yeah, well, in fact, on that, we're going to reach out to, frankly, some of the underserved junior high schools and high schools in the lower income areas. And JW, if there's an evening you can't be there and it's for Paul Nicklin, we'd ask you to give us your ticket and we're going to find a student who wouldn't have access to anything like this and let them attend. And who knows, it could be a life-changing event for some kid.
That's right.
And again, that's the part of what we're trying to put back into the community with this. We think there's a real benefit here, and there's a lot of ways to deliver that benefit, and that's just one of them.
That's great. You know, I used to work on corporate events, traveling a lot with corporate events, and generally I'd oversee food and beverage or transportation or something, but during the oftentimes they'd have these large, big speakers, and, you know, the whole group was there, and the other staff would say, oh, we don't have to be in the room. We don't have to be in there. We're not working right now. I'm like, nobody paid for me to go see these speakers. I'm going to see them for sure. And there's always some great nugget that I can trace back, things that have changed my life that I'm like, oh, well, so-and-so, you know, Lou Holtz said blah, 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 and I took that to heart. So it is a great opportunity. Obviously, people are asked to speak because they've got a lot of great things to say and they've perfected their delivery. So, and a Bravenel Hall is a beautiful place and a great way to focus on the message.
And it's acoustically almost perfect. There's not a bad seat in the house. We're also putting up two very large screens that even if you're sitting in the back, and again, it's not a bad seat in the place, but you're going to be able to see Joe Biden or Jane Goodall or Paul Nicklin very, very clearly and hear them that way as well. You know, what's been interesting about this when you're launching a business, and I've done this a few times, we actually began our launch this past weekend, and it's nerve-wracking. It's a little bit akin to throwing a party, and you're not sure anyone's going to show up.
Right.
But you have to plan for a really big party.
You do. You do. And we started with some advertisements, and we're digital guys. We're technology guys. But we started with some advertisements in the Deseret News and the Salt Lake City Tribune. And I have to say that the reaction has been almost overwhelming. Yeah. We've had a lot of conversations with people.
It's something that was needed.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's what we thought, but you never know until you go. And for, you know, listeners who want to learn about it, it's very simple. Just go to wasatchspeakers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is there on the site, and I hope people will consider joining us. We have two objectives. Our first objective is to get every seat filled, and we're on the way to doing that. And secondly, and more importantly, is to put on seven phenomenal evenings.
Yeah.
We can do that. We'll have something here that I think is really important for the Wasatch Front.
Interestingly, Rob, a lot of stuff is going to be happening in the actual hall when the speaker is speaking. But there's also going to be some stuff cooking back in the lobby before the program and after the program as people are meeting, collaborating, saying maybe we should get together and talk about this or that. A lot of stuff happens in the lobby.
Absolutely. And I'll even add that we made the decision to schedule these events on weeknights from 7:30 to 9 p.m., because we feel like there's a strong social and communal component to this. The idea is either you and your significant other or your group of friends go down to maybe City Creek or some of the restaurants in and around downtown Salt Lake, have dinner, and then go on over to Abravanel to see the speaker for that evening.
Exactly. Well, Gary Lauer and Rob Lauer, the name of the company, WasatchSpeakerSeries.com, to get more information. And thanks for joining us. Break a leg. Best of luck.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. I don't think we'll be using Jimi Hendrix Stone Free as the entrance music there, but I love that song.
It's a great song, and we're going to play that next week. I'm definitely bringing it with me. When we return, some final comments, and of course, Alicia Stockman with the final song. Stay with us.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You are listening to KPCW Park City at 91.7 and 88.1 FM in Wasatch and Summit County and 91.9 FM in Wasatch County. We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campus Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
I also want to mention that the golf park is part of a private mountain community at Red Ledges. Go to redledges.com for more information. I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but if you're going to savor the summit or you're bumping around here or there, get into the spur after 10 o'clock because Alicia Stockman and Bonanza Town will be there. Thanks for joining us this morning. Can you take us out with a final song?
You betcha.
Alicia Stockman live in the Morning Mix.
Gonna stop, I said, no, sir, no, sir, I got a little bit of time to go. Where you gonna go, sir, up, sir, up, sir, up to the middle of a mountain road? What you gonna do when you get there, I get there? I'm gonna go, gonna see my gal. What's she gonna say when she sees you, sees you? She gonna say, boy, it's been a long while. Oh, in a hole in a mountain, mountain, trying to get away from wind and rain. Climbed out and everybody's shouting, shouting. Everybody's talking about their own damn pain. Moses was a man of action, action. He slapped the water and it turned to blood. Never was a man for reaction. No, sir, I know when to leave, when the leaving's good. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 I got all the time in the world. Some people's lives are useless, useless, trying all the time to fill another man's shoes. Everybody out there is ruthless, ruthless. You try to follow one and you're bound to lose. I'll try to be a rich man, a rich man. Build me a house where I can't be found. Maybe I will try to stay a poor man, a poor man. Try to make a living off the song and the sound. Oh, 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 I got all the time in the world.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. Everybody get out and have a great weekend. NPR is next.